Born on September 4, 1934, in Edmundston, New Brunswick, Claude Théberge was a multidisciplinary artist known mainly for his paintings, especially the series entitled The Umbrellas. But it was his abstract and surrealist work that launched his career, with murals, stained glass windows, and sculptures in many public places. Théberge began his training at the École des Beaux-Arts in Quebec City, where he studied from 1950 to 1954. Between 1954 and 1960, he lived in Paris, attending the École Nationale Supérieure des Beaux-Arts, the École Nationale Supérieure des Arts Décoratifs, and the École du Louvre. In 1961, he trained as a teacher at the École des Beaux-Arts de Montréal, and later in 1969 and 1970, he studied design management at the École des Hautes Études Commerciales in Montreal. Upon his return to Quebec in the early 1960s, Théberge founded a studio devoted to the integration of art into architecture. It closed down in 1968. It was through the studio that he was involved in designing the metro stations at Papineau, Rosemont, and Guy Concordia in Montreal, the windows of the Saint-Jean-Baptiste de la Salle Church in Montreal, and the artworks for the Parliament buildings and the Capitol Theatre in Quebec City. After studying at the École des Hautes Études Commerciales in Montreal, Théberge joined Antoine Lamarche and Michel Denuet to establish a second studio. Together, they executed artworks for several metro stations in Montreal, the bas-relief in the De l'Église and Verdun stations, 1978, the sculpture A Tree in the Park in the Georges Vanier station, 1980, and the granite sculpture Forces in the park at Vigée Square, 1985. Subsequently, Théberge abandoned this form of art to devote himself to painting, a career that brought him awards and enabled him to show his work in numerous exhibitions. Claude Théberge died on May 15, 2008, in Notre-Dame Hospital in Montreal. Walk over to the walls of the side aisles to get a better look at the Stations of the Cross. When the chapel was restored in 1967, artist Claude Théberge was chosen to execute the artworks and commissioned to produce a group of stoneware pieces, two statues, a crucifix, two bas-reliefs, and a way of the cross. Mounted on the walls around the nave, the 14 stations of the cross, made in sandstone, are surmounted by a small wooden cross and the numerals of the steps towards Calvary. The stylized shapes of the ceramic conform to the aesthetics of the day, which advocated the use of contemporary elements that would not impair in any way the architecture of the chapel and would remain valuable as contemporary works. As Raymond Landry Gauthier, architectural historian, explains, "We must remember the debate that shook architectural circles in the Western world in the 1960s when contemporary architecture came into prominence. This movement, derived from the Bauhaus school created in Germany in the early 20th century, advocated the repudiation of classical architecture as it had been practiced since the ancient Greeks, preferring the use of simple, uncluttered lines in which form followed function. Look towards the choir. On one side is the statue of the Virgin and Child, and on the other, Saint Joseph with his carpenter's tools. On the wall at the back of the choir is a Christ on the cross in a simple iconography and minimalist style. Above the Christ on the cross, a bas-relief by Claude Théberge shows the resurrection of Christ surrounded by symbols. We invite you to look at these going clockwise from the upper right. The first symbol is the monogram of Christ, XP, being the first two letters of Christo in Greek. On either side of the monogram, the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet, Alpha and Omega, symbolize the beginning and the end, referring to God and Christ. You can also see two doves, the symbol of peace, representing the Holy Spirit. The third symbol, the lamb and cross, evokes the lamb sacrificed by the Hebrews at the Exodus, foreshadowing Jesus sacrificing himself on the cross. Finally, the two fishes on a plate symbolize the miraculous draught of fishes on Lake Tiberias. It should be remembered that the word fish is an acronym of the name Jesus. The Greek word ichthus means fish. Each letter of digraph, a group of two letters making a sound, in the Greek word stands for the initial of another Greek word, I for Jesus, CH for Christos, TH for Teru, U for Uios, and S for Soter. The whole world translates as Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior. The altar of the choir is covered in textured sandstone in which are embedded relics of saints. Thiberge also contributed to the altar by creating a sculpted bas-relief representing the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, by a radiating triangle. The triangle signifies the presence of the divine in its double aspect, Trinity and Unity. In the Christian faith, the Trinity means God in three persons, separate but equal, in a single and indivisible nature. Notice also the boat floating on the waves, symbolizing the church, whose head, St. Peter, was a fisherman. It will be remembered that Jesus said to Peter and his brother when they first met, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." To continue your visit, please select stop number 11.